Before my question, Senator, I just want to say...
Mayors at their annual meeting expressed concern about the near 0% tax cap, where they questioned the Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan. They asked him whether he'd be open to making changes to allow tax levies to rise. When the tax cap was enacted in 2011, the limits were 2% per year or the rate of inflation, whichever is less. But the inflation rate is so low this year that the growth rate for the cap is 0.1.2%. Flanagan, a Republican, answered that even some of his GOP senators are growing concerned.
We have some members who feel there should be no changes to the tax cap. We have some members who feel that it should be a straight 2%. We have some members that feel if it's inflation is less than 2%, that it should never be less than 1% overall. So there's a mixed bag of ideas.
School districts are also worried. Michael Borges with the Association of School Business Officials says the costs that face schools are mainly related to payroll and other personal expenses. They are rising much higher than the Consumer Price Index, or CPI. That's calculated by pricing a market basket of consumer goods.
We spend the bulk of our money on pensions and health care. And special ed services, which are not in the basket of items or products that constitute the CPI.
Many Assembly Democrats also think the cap is too low. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says he'd like to see a straight 2% per year tax cap.
We'd like it to be a true 2% tax cap. It would accomplish two things. We want to constrain property taxes, but it would also give the localities the ability to, deal with rising expenses and mandates that they have to cover.
But Hastie says it's not likely to become part of the budget this year. Governor Cuomo agrees. He's against making changes. The governor says the whole point of the cap is to make it more difficult to raise taxes.
These local governments have been on automatic pilot raising taxes year after year. And it was just they went to the taxpayer's pocket the way they go to a piggy bank. And you are literally chasing people from the state.
Cuomo says local government leaders do have the power to override the cap under the rules if a 60% supermajority of the members of a city council, town board, or county legislature agree to override it. He says in many localities, one party is dominant and could engineer a vote. He says they just don't want to.
Politically, they don't want to override the 2%, right? It's become a good housekeeping seal for budgetary diligence.
There is one way that lawmakers could act to bail out local governments and schools without changing the terms of the tax cap. Borges, with the school business officials, says the legislature could make up the difference with more state aid. He says, after all, New York is running a surplus.
Asking for significant changes to the tax cap this year are going to be problematic, which is why I think it's the legislature's the easier path it would be to increase school aid accordingly.
Local governments squeezed by the tax cap are not likely to make up any revenues from sales taxes. A report by the state controller this week finds that 30 of the 57 counties outside of New York City saw a decline in sales tax in 2015. Reasons could include a weaker-than-average holiday shopping season and more people making purchases on the Internet. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.